Good Sunday afternoon. It is 12 noon on this 18th day of July, and this is Phil Tonkin with the latest from the WOR newsroom. The forecast says mostly cloudy through tomorrow with showers and thundershowers later this afternoon and tonight, with periods of showers into tomorrow. Temperatures this afternoon mostly in the 70s. The Weather Bureau in New York says the showers will be localized and may vary from as much as 1 inch to a quarter inch. However, forecaster Bert Wiener adds every little bit helps. The radar shows shower activity in Pennsylvania moving toward New York. Also in eastern Long Island and southeastern Connecticut, as well as the offshore south area of Long Island, overnight parts of Long Island City and New York City, notably Floyd Bennett Field, received up to 1 inch of rain. Hartford got more than 1 inch. Roads are in the battle news from Vietnam today. The communist Viet Cong has cut the only road between Saigon and the sea. This is reported by an American military spokesman. He says the Reds blew up 7 bridges and threw up 3 roadblocks along the highway in the past 72 hours. This cut off road communications between the 2 biggest army bases in the southern part of Vietnam. The bases are the Vung Tau seaport at the southern end of the highway, 35 miles southeast of Saigon, and Bien Hoa, 15 miles northeast of Saigon, where the highway starts. There are 5 major highways leading out of Saigon now that the Vung Tau Road is cut. But only 1 highway toward the Mekong Delta is reasonably safe for daytime travel. Meantime, a large Vietnamese Army task force opened up a key road in the central part of the country. U.S. spokesmen report the force moved into the area bombed by giant B-52s yesterday. They found craters and deserted Viet Cong mortar positions. The opened road is the route to the highland capital of Pleiku, regarded as pivotal in the defense of the highlands. Defense Secretary McNamara has toured the Vietnamese village of Lai My, 8 miles northwest of the Da Nang Air Base, the first village to be recaptured from the Viet Cong by U.S. Marines. Mr. McNamara traveled by jet, helicopter, and jeep on his first field trip of his current Vietnamese tour. He is expected to return to Washington this week and recommend a big increase in American manpower. The motor ship Seven Seas continues immobilized some 500 miles off Newfoundland. Bound from Rotterdam to New York and carrying about 400 passengers, the vessel is unable to proceed under its own power because of a small fire in the engine room, which was put out quickly. The Europe-Canada Lines says a tug is on the way to tow the Seven Seas into St. John's, Newfoundland. It's not expected to reach St. John's before Friday. Passengers will be sent to New York by other transportation. Former New York City Superintendent of Schools Calvin Gross is reported in line for a new job at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. Dr. Gross is slated to become Dean of the School of Education at an estimated $22,000 a year. He resigned last year after a long effort by the Board of Education to oust him. For an 18-month period starting in September, Dr. Gross will continue as consultant to the board for a $25,000 fee. As superintendent, he was paid $45,000 annually, and his contract was to have expired in April 1969. Dr. Gross came to New York from Pittsburgh, where he served more than 4 years as superintendent of schools. University of Missouri authorities are expected to approve his appointment at a meeting Thursday. More news in a minute.
Brighten up your taste. Brighten up your taste. Light up a Kent, you've got a good thing going. Light up a Kent, for real good taste. Light up a Kent, you've got a good thing going. Good tobaccos, the Kent filter. For good taste going when you light up a Kent.
Get away from dull, flat-tasting cigarettes. Brighten up your taste with the good taste of Kent's vintage tobaccos. Flavor blended to taste milder, brighter, more refreshing.
Good tobaccos, the Kent filter for good taste going when you light up a Kent. Brighten up your taste, brighten up your taste.
Brighten up your taste, light up a Kent, and you've got a good thing going.
The Manhattan Democratic Executive Committee is meeting at this time, and City Council President Paul Scrivain is expected to announce the makeup of his ticket. Scrivain, seeking the Democratic nomination for mayor, is reported to have decided on Daniel P. Moynihan for president of the City Council and Orrin Lehman for controller. Moynihan is an assistant secretary of labor in Washington. Lehman is a 45-year-old businessman and nephew of the late Senator Herbert Lehman. City Council Councilman Paul O'Dwyer, also seeking the Democratic nomination for mayor, announced today that W. Bernard Richland will be the candidate for president of the City Council on his slate. The fusion ticket of Republican Representative John V. Lindsay is to be officially completed tomorrow. An authoritative source in the Lindsay camp said that Brooklyn Democrat Milton Mullen has been chosen for the third spot on the ticket, controller. Mullen and Lindsay are expected to make the announcement tomorrow. A robbery is reported at the home of Al Smith, Jr., son of the late governor at Mayopac in Westchester County. The thieves took a camera, a radio, some liquor, and a flashlight. They apparently also intended to steal a television set, but left that on a porch. The body of a 19-year-old Staten Island youth has been taken to Bellevue Hospital for an autopsy after he was apparently shot and killed by a sniper. The victim was Peter Gordolevsky of 63 New Street. He was walking with a friend in Westerveld Avenue in Staten Island when gunshots rang out. The youth fell to the pavement and he was pronounced dead before he arrived at a hospital. Staten Island detectives are searching for the assailant or assailants. A doctor who examined the victim said the only visible wound was a small one in the upper left arm. However, he added the bullet may have passed into the youth's chest or he may have died of internal bleeding. 80 families fled to the street this morning when a three-alarm fire swept through a Bronx apartment building. Police say there were no injuries in the fire at 1820 Loring Place. Fire officials say another blaze broke out in the same building about 3 weeks ago and it was termed suspicious. Today's fire was not declared suspicious. A white civil rights worker from Jersey City charges she was struck on the head with a soft drink bottle when she entered a grocery store at Greenwood, Mississippi. Miss Carol Watson said the incident occurred while the pickets walked across the street. According to Miss Watson, she wanted to see whether the owner would sell her a soft drink, but she was struck with a bottle after being refused service. She was treated at a Greenwood hospital and released. According to the New Jersey woman, some of the demonstrators hurled bottles at the store, but dispersed when the police arrived. In Bogalusa, Louisiana, Negro leaders have canceled a civil rights march planned for today, but they add that tomorrow's will go as scheduled. The announcement was made last night following a near riot in the town. Whites hurled firecrackers and debris at marchers and pickets yesterday. But helmeted Louisiana State Police raised their submachine guns to frighten back the bystanders. They began to rush into a line of about 200 Negroes returning from a march on the Bogalusa City Hall. Officials broadcast appeals for the maintenance of peace at half-hour intervals. More news in 60 seconds.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and Filmways present The Sandpiper, a daring adult motion picture starring Richard Burton as a man torn between his devotion to one woman and his desire for another. Eva Marie Saint is his wife, trying desperately to save their marriage, and Elizabeth Taylor as the woman who will cause him to betray everything he has ever stood for in a single act of indiscretion.
Don't you realize what happened between us is good? Can't you see that?
Elizabeth Taylor, helplessly in love. Richard Burton, hopelessly involved. And Eva Marie Saint, trying desperately to understand and forgive. From the very beginning, they knew it was wrong, but nothing could keep them apart. Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton in The Sandpiper, a Martin Rantzehoff production in Panavision and Metrocolor.
Now showing at the Radio City Music Hall. Captive Nations Week starts today. A flag-raising ceremony is to be held at 12:15 in 6 minutes from now across the street from the United Nations at the building housing the Assembly of Captive European Nations. Scheduled speakers include Congressman Lester Wolf and Frank Horton of New York. Cardinal Spellman presided at a 10 o'clock Mass in St. Patrick's Cathedral preceding the ceremony. Next Tuesday, Mayor Wagner will receive at City Hall a delegation composed of representatives of the three organizations sponsoring Captive Nations Week. It was designated by President Johnson in a proclamation earlier this week. President and Mrs. Johnson at Camp David, Maryland, will fly to Bloomington, Illinois tomorrow for the burial of Adlai Stevenson. A strange aftermath to a fatality on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 27-year-old Ricardo Mack is charged with assault after stabbing the driver of a car which killed his cousin. Police say Mack was outraged because 24-year-old Franklin Smith had rammed the rear of his family's disabled truck. Charges are pending against Smith in the death of Joseph Mack, who was pinned between the truck and the Smith car. Smith was stabbed twice with a 4-inch blade. The coroner's office in San Francisco says a young man who fell to his death from the Sir Francis Drake Hotel was a television bit actor who had been horsing around. Deputy Coroner Mark Allison said the death of 26-year-old James Davidson of Beverly Hills was an accident. Spectators watched in horror this morning as the young man hung by his fingertips from an 8th-floor window, then fell to his death. A friend, actor Paul Lynn, was quoted as saying the victim had been horsing around, practical joking, out of the window. A volcano on an island off the New Guinea mainland is still erupting. A newsman who flew within 100 feet of the crater reports mountainsides were devastated for 2 miles. The fate of nearby villagers, is still undetermined. There's been more shooting along the Sea of Galilee. An Israeli army spokesman reports that Syrians opened fire today on 2 tractors plowing fields at a settlement. He adds that Israeli forces returned the fire. No casualties are reported. Former German Chancellor Adenauer warns of communist expansion in Europe while the United States is preoccupied in Vietnam. In a weekly magazine, the 89-year-old German leader expresses fear that the United States and Russia may strike a bargain at Germany's or Europe's expense. More than 1,500 acres of grassy woodlands have been burned by a fire in northwestern California, and the flames are still out of control 40 miles east of Willits in heavily forested Mendocino County. A forest ranger says no reports have been received of any injuries. There you have the news. I'll have the weather for you in a minute.
Have you got the time? We've got the place. Fly Pan Am to Ireland. Ireland is a place to slow down, a place where laughter comes easy and small talk is an art. Follow the River Shannon to Limerick and Cork. Then take a winding road to the west. When you come to 10 lakes, 6 castles, 2 mountaintops, and the sweetest air you've ever known, you'll be in Killarney, and you won't want to leave. Let Pan Am fly you there. You'll have the good feeling that comes from flying the very best there is, the world's most experienced airline. Flying time, just 6 hours. But leave your wristwatch at home. Ireland will give you all the time in the world.
Ask about Pan Am's round-trip 14 to 21-day jet economy fare to Ireland. Just $264. See a Pan Am travel agent or call Pan Am at 973-4000. Now the complete weather for New York City and vicinity from the United States Weather Bureau. Mostly cloudy through tomorrow with showers and thundershowers later this afternoon and tonight with periods of showers into tomorrow. Temperatures this afternoon and tomorrow mostly in the 70s. Lowest tonight in the 60s. Precipitation probability 50% this afternoon, increasing to 75% by tonight, and 50% tomorrow. Present temperature in cloudy midtown Manhattan, 74%. Humidity 74 degrees, humidity 87%. Barometer 29.91 inches and falling. Wind from the east at 5 miles an hour. Temperature humidity index 73. And just to show you I can get it right, the temperature is 74 degrees, humidity 87%. There you have the latest from the WOR Newsroom, Phil Tonkin reporting. Next news at 1 o'clock with Dick Willard. Do stay tuned now for more of Martin Block's Hall of Fame on WOR Radio, your station for news.